speak this week, as we come towards the end of Das 2, Yeshua started to talk about how does it look when a person has Das 2. So we started to talk about two aspects of it. A person who is masakin his midas, a person who is aware of his midas. How does we cook this ice? How does it look? The person has Das Teva. So the first thing we saw last week was Nadois. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Das Teva caused that whatever Teva he absorbed was a Vadabe, it wasn't a Suffolk. And that's because of clarity. That means what causes confusion, what causes Sphakis, is what causes blurring, is Midas. Midas causes blurring, Sphakis. But when a person is Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, so the Torah, the ideas of Torah that appears in a person's kriyas shema, a person's das, that the Torah is a reality. It's bar avias amis, the clarity which is a result of the tikkun amidas causes that it's a vaday. Ad ki dekach that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was able to go tell Aspasianus, Shalom alecha Malko, you're the king. I know you're the king because ad dei b'amar of you. No, it's powerful. That's true. He says a line over here, on page, ratio test. Havadoyah shildas, second to the bottom paragraph. Havadoyah shild var Hashem. Havadoyah of a dvar Hashem. They shall call yedia hamushreshes bidvar Hashem. And every idea which is rooted in Dvar Hashem, like the story of Aspasianus, that you're the king. Yediyas Talmud Chacham, that's the idea of a Talmud Chacham. Vadoyis absolutus buchletasi, it's absolute, there's no marker for blurring. It's very nervous. So one aspect of a Talmud Chacham is a Talmud Chacham is a Vaday. There's another aspect of a Talmud Chacham, which he talks about in Amud Resh Chaf here. And that's what we call stability. I mean like this. There's three steps. There's clarity. The clarity creates avadoyis, is bara vis ames. Is ames is that's the truth. And the truth creates a stability that's not bendable, that doesn't budge, not negotiable, not flexible. Although Chazal say, why does the letters, well, it says Shabbos, why the letters of Emes have two legs? Because Emes is Kayim, Emes lasts. Emes, V'yatsiv, V'nochvim, V'kayim, but the test of Emes is, does it last? It's not one day like this, one day like that. Zok Te'al Yishov here in Omer Reish Chof, therefore, Klal Yisrael is called Oim Ani Chayma. He's saying Hashem is Oim Ani Chayma. What's Oim? Oim is nation, Uma. We are the nation of Ani Chayma, we're walls. What does that mean? Zok Te'al Yisrael that there's a Medrash of Shir Shirim. In the end of Shir Shirim state, Ochos Lonu Ktana. Ze Avram. We have a little sister. She's not developed. Avram Avinu was very young. Zok Te'al Yisrael in Shir Shirim, Anasa Lachasinu B'yem Sheyiduvavot. Was Tutman with his sister, with his little girl, on the day, which day? Nimrod was Geizer, right? Avraham Avinu broke all the Getchkas in his father's Getchka store. And they wanted to throw him into the Kivshan Eish. What's Tutman with that? What do we do with him? Says the Pasuk, Im Choymohu Nivna La Tiras Kesef. Im Delasu, Zakrash, Zakhtu Medrash, Im Choymohu. If he's a choyma, if he's a rock, if he doesn't move, so then we'll build on him a tiras kasef, we'll build Klal Yisrael. And in Dalazu, but if he's shaky like a door, he swings like a screen door, nothing. What does Rama Vito answer? Ani choyma. Ani choyma ve'emid maisim toivim kachoyma. That's Oyim Ani choyma. That's the strength of Avraham Avinu. It means a very good mindset. Avraham Avinu was put in the Kivshan Eish. In the Pamayu Shemalda and Shemayim, there was a nidoin, should he be saved or not? Should I give Echot Eva? he did a Moreh Kazach. Shteita, that in order to go change the Teva and save Avraham Avinu from the Kivshon HaEish, it's not enough that he did a Maisa Nevar. The question is, are you for real? Maybe just a passing phenomenon. Maybe one day like this, one day like that. Efshazeh. Are you a Delas or a Chaimah? If you're a Chaimah, then we can build a Tiras Kosov, we can build a tower on you, we can build a Kleiso, we can build a skyscraper, and then we'll save you. You're worth bothering to save. But if you're a Delas, if you're just a one-time event, you're a passing event, yeah, he's Cyrus, the guy got a kind of, he heard a good speech about Avodah Zarah. First thing he did, he came home and boom, he went ahead and destroyed all the things. Oh, said a kind of day, but you get schar. But we don't do nisim for people like you, and you can't build a Kleiso on one-timers. Christ was built on Ani Choyma. Avraham Avinu said, Ani Choyma, I'm a rock, I'm not going to budge. Choyma, we can build a Gleisel. If you want to know how strong Avraham Avinu is, look at Gleisel, look how many floors we have in the skyscraper. That's how strong he was. That's how strong the foundation was. They were able to build a Tiras Kosov, they were able to build a Tira, a tower, on the foundation of Avraham Avinu, because he said, Ani Choyma, I'm a rock, I'm not budgeable, I'm steady. That's the second characteristic of a Talmud Chacham. A Talmud Chacham has clarity. A Talmud Chacham has vadois. Adi b'amorim yipol, you're the king, you can't be otherwise. And a Talmud Chacham is consistent and stable. A Talmud Chacham is choyim. Why? Because if you balt, the clarity caused the vadois, she got to the darg of emes. That's the next step. If you got to a clarity of emes, the simon of emes is that you don't budge, because if it's emes, how can I budge? And what Avinu said, and Klai Yisrael is called Oim Ani Chayma, the nation of the Chayma. That's what characterizes us. It's a Moreh Kazach, I always say over that. It's a Mavel Kazach. You know that the only time in the Torah Akadesha where the others are described in this week's parasha. Meroish Tzuru Merena, Bilhom said, Meroish Tzuru Merena. Rashi Bizan, I look at the Reishisam, I look at the beginnings, I look at the Shoshim, and I see that the Chazokim, Kamoy Tzur, Tvein Shazan Tzach, Bilhom Arasha describes the Avos. It's the only description that we have about the Avos in the Torah. Bilhom Arasha describes that the Avos were Reishisam, they were strong like rocks that they didn't budge. That's what characterized the others. That's what characterized Avraham Avinu. There's a Moreh Kriya Yonis and Menazir, where Gerufa speaks about this week's parasha. So, Be'roish Tzur Revenu, Be'roish Tzur Revenu, Hein Om Levodad Yishkoin, Vagoyim Lo Yishashav. Zokar Targum Yonison, Hein Om Levodad Yishkoin, Zokar Targum Yonison, that they don't live with the Targus of the Goyim, they don't live with the culture of the Goyim. Uba Goyim lo yishashem v'meilen v'meilem haba, the Goyim won't be there. What does that have to do with that? So, what does that have to do with Be'roish Tzur Revenu? Pshat Hazeh. Maral speaks about this also. What does it mean that you don't budge? Anichayim. What does that mean? Well, let's break it down. What that means is that there's going to be all types of circumstances and difficulties and tornadoes and hurricanes. Anichayim. I'm a rock. I don't budge. In all matzavim, from Auschwitz to the Crusades, who killed all the Balei Tosfos, to everybody, from beginning to end. Nothing. We're not budging. We're not going anywhere. What does the shirk mean? Nothing makes an impression on me. So what's the hemshel of the pasuk? So k'tak miyenisim that hein on levada yishkan. No, they don't live with the goyisha. They don't live with the goyisha minhagim, the goyisha culture. What does that mean? So you could look at it as a word of, yeah, Chesed, we're not going, you different culture, that's true. That's not the word. The word is, we're not impressionable, says the Maral. The Maral says that rocks, you can't make impressions on them. I've only ever a guy that nothing has an impression on, right? Have you these guys not a spoil for anybody? Yeah, not a spoil. It's a rock. Nothing. You're talking to the wall, nobody home. It's like talking to the rock, hitting the rock. Nothing comes out. Not even hitting. It's a rock. The others were called rocks, says the Maral. Because they weren't nispal from anything around them. Nothing. What's the pshat? So you can say they were akshan, they were Jews. Right? That's not the pshat. The pshat is their sense of emes didn't allow them to anything to budge them. But that's the emes. Emes is the yasav and lacham kaim. Emes is lasting and emes is stable. Because emes is emes. So the yisoid of the others were meirish tsurim erenu, and memela, they weren't impressed by the goyim. One day it's this thing, and one day it's that thing, and that thing. And the third thing, exterior events. What's the culture of the goyim? Because it doesn't make a rush. So Amori Dekir Rabbi Yochum and the Maral said the same thing. Since Chayisu was Zeichu to the Gulas Mitzrayim, Amori Dekir line. So the Shinu Hashimam, Mabushim, Lashayim, they didn't change their name, they didn't change their styles, they didn't change their language. It's a Gevenloch. Normally, we understand that the Pshat is, it's some sort of Schusaza. The Schula, they didn't become Goyim, they didn't assimilate. It's not the Pshat. Says Rabbi Yochum in a couple places, and the Maral says this. He says, "Amori deGazach, Shleishina means, do you have a zich? Akash Bochum made Yetzias Mitzrayim for Kal Yisrael. Akash Bochum made Yetzias Mitzrayim for Kal Yisrael. Kal Yisrael made Yetzias Mitzrayim. Is there a thing called Kal Yisrael? If every time you change your name and you change your lashon and you change your clothing, that means you don't have a zich. You don't have a Mitzias." If there's no Kalai, there's nobody to take out. What do you mean, make a gula? Not because it's a gula, because they separate themselves from the goyim. The Pshat is a test. If you get impressed by everything around you, and you don't have an ignorant internal truth, then you don't exist, and you're not Yatsev Elachon V'Kayim. So the Ani Choyma, that I'm a rock, and Meilu B'Goyim B'Lo Yizchashov, V'Hein Om L'Vod Ad Yishkoyim, is a cynical double of how earnest is it by you that nothing's going to rock you, nothing's going to change you, nothing's going to bud you. That's the word Shalashina. The word is the person doesn't change every time something happens on the outside. Something stuans buchal. We have our internal MS. By the way, it's a person's private life also. Rabbi Yochum writes in many places that the litmus test to see if a person's on the program is a very simple zach. Every time there's a wind that blows, do you get blown away? Is it monitoring? Are you connected? Are you rooted anywhere? Or are you kemoitza shetikfen or ruach? Like David HaMelech spoke in Kapitel Al, do you get blown away every time there's a wind? Or are you shussel? Are you rooted? Do you have shroshim? Are you stable? Stability is the whole thing. Do you get blown away? Are you stable? That's the whole thing. Are you stable? You're not stable. Are you connected? Are you yatzev nachon? Are you menichem? That's the whole business. That's the sign of a tamo chacham. You see a person who's not stable, it's not tamo chacham. That's what that's there. That's there he doesn't have. Because he's at the whim of all the other meters that he didn't work out. The Pirkei Rabbi Elazar says a Mabel Tikazach Mamish. Pirkei Rabbi Elazar says a Mabel Tikazach. Pirkei Rabbi Elazar says that Pirkei Rabbi Elazar has something very interesting. That Eliezer Eved Avram, Chazal say, looked like Avraham Avinu. He was a Talmud Muvik. The most Yukra, you look at him. Avraham Avinu thought that he was going to be Klai Yisrael. Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, the Heiliger Rabbi Elazar Gadol asks, because he disappeared off the stage of history. Where is he? Him, his kids, Talmidim. Avraham Avinu thought that he was going to be, where did he disappear to? Well, nothing left of him. Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, Zogin Chazal, Amor de Gazach, Amoshal Ma'adav Adayim, to a stick that somebody threw up in the air. So as long as the koyach of the propulsion takes it up, it goes up against gravity. The minute that the engine ended, falls back to the ground. So a very scary thing. Eliezer didn't have his own engine. He was propelled by Avraham Avinu. So as long as Avraham Avinu was around, Avraham Avinu had propped him up with all his milas. And the minute Avraham Avinu disappeared, Eliezer fell back to the ground. He never created an egan engine. He never had his own internal truth. I saw Bar Yitzchak once. I haven't seen it in 40 years. I saw Lev Elio, the Rebbe Lapian, the Mamel de Gazach. And Avraham Avinu spoke about, he says, Amori deGazach, it's the Yeshiva Shavar. Oh, excuse me, but Rabbi Lapian said it. He brings down this Pirkei Rabbi Elazar. He says that Avraham Avinu said, Anochi Hoylech Habibi, I don't have any kids. The Meshach Eliezer, what's Rashi say? What's the Meshach Eliezer? Rashi says, Daila Umashke, Mitoyo Zabar. He said over, Mitoyo Mashke. So Rabbi Lapian, they ask about the Maisa Pukh in this Pasuk. The Torah calls him Dameshek, Doyle Mashke, Beteres Rabbi. He says, I'm Alvot HaGazach. He says that Avraham Avinu was saying, I don't have kids. Pasuk to have Eliezer. Eliezer is the most Yukon, he looks like me. Avraham Avinu said, I can't build a Klai Yisrael on him, because he only says all the Torah. He doesn't have anything in the Torah. He's only Doyle Mashke, Beteres Rabbi. And in this Pasuk, he said, Doyle Mashke, Beteres Rabbi, it's not just an Egan of Heart, never. So as long as I'm around, he'll be okay. I can't build Klai Yisrael. Klai Yisrael is that when there's going to be a wind, you're not going to fall back to the ground. He never said an egg in a heart. He said, there's a little mashkim, it turns out, that's very good, but what if there won't be a rabbi, there won't be Torahs? I said, look, Rabbi Lapyan. That doesn't mean that a person shouldn't listen to a rabbi and say over his rabbi and learn from his rabbi. But at the end of the day, a person has to check himself inside. Does he have a zich to himself? Are you for real? Eliezer disappeared. Eliezer Eben Avraham, with all his milas, disappeared off the face of history because he wasn't an egg and a mensch. He didn't have a Omer Nichoyim. And Klai Yisrael, to be a Klai Yisrael, you have to have Omer Nichoyim. You have to be something lasting. So I end off and say, like, I mean, this is the kuda. I believe that that's the poshup shot. I believe that's the poshup shot why the Mishnah says in others that the Zeh Luhuma Zeh is Bilam and Avraham. Komi Sheish Bo Gibbot HaLel, the Bilam Rav, the Midas Bilam. You have Be'ed Midas, you have Ayin Rav, you don't forget anybody, you're Tamar Bilam. You have Midas Tevis, you don't have Kini, you don't have Tamar, you're Tamar Avraham Avinu. It's a partnership of Avraham Avinu with Bilam. Zeh Luhuma Zeh, I'm Shat Poshut. Avraham Avinu was Ayin Mani Chayimah. Avraham Avinu was Meroish Tzur Merenu. Bilam was the most temporary person who ever existed. The Yikar Elohim of Bilam, Rashi says, was for Yikar Eloshan Arai. Kodesh Baruch Hu bumped into him. Why did he have a temporary relationship with Kodesh Baruch Hu? He was on a dargo of Nevuah like Moshe Rabbeinu on some level. But the answer is, the Pasuk says the answer. Zok Be'altum Kelm on this week's Parsha. The Pasuk looks like Bilam was schizophrenic. In one Pasuk, he says to the Sari Balak, the Eibishter told me not to go with you. Zok to Rashi, who's with you? Bring me one more chubidik I mentioned, and maybe I'll go. So the beginning of the pasuk is saying divrei nevuah. The Eibishter told me. In the end of the pasuk, he says, give me some more cover. Now, I got you should know that even people on Bali Tainan have a job in class. You don't ask, bring me one more chubidik people. Even big Bali Tainan have a job in class. How you do it? He had no class. He said, you didn't give me enough money. You didn't give me enough cover. But they should know what to do. It's like the altar sin. The beginning of the pasuk, he was my high. The answer is that he was a temporary mitzvah because he didn't fix his midas. Avraham Avinu was oyma nichoyma. Avraham Avinu was kaina on the chuda of emes, and Bilam wasn't. So Bilam was up and down. He wasn't stable. The sign of a Talmud Chacham is: are you stable? Oyma nichoyma. Are you stable? That's what I'm always saying over here. It brings down over here. He explains this. Kishahikir is boyri. Avraham Avinu was Makir's boyri. Nichnasah vadoyas hamuchletas bilvavoy. The vadoyas entered his heart so sharply. Vadoyzu she'ein chachma ve'ein emul yachachachachachachachachachachachach. Am I saying? The vadois that is in Eibishter was so strong by him, was so dominant by him, was so vadai. Kirak misha zocher lahakir es chayo elomim. Only somebody who recognized the Eibishter, hayochid umiyuchid baruch hu, rakum moshrush bevadozu. Watch this. Vivadoi zu nichnasa leliboy shal Avraham Avinu vikitches gufoy adamatzosa levavoy nemo lefanecha. Slowly. What's he saying? Over here, the Ali Shor is giving over the secret of stability. For the stability, it's not enough that your intellect knows the MS. You have to have Masasas Lvovoy Nemalafanecha. Lvovoy is my emotions. Lvovoy is my goof. Lvovoy is my gashiness. You have Yisbarer, clarity. Then I have a Vadois. That doesn't create stability because your goof is still a door, still swinging. Avraham Avinu took his clarity, turned it into a vadois, and that vadois kriched the rain into his goof. It's also his levavoy nebulov. His ritzainis were, it was so emes, that it kriched the rain to his heart. Once it reached his heart already, then it was nema. Once it reached his heart, once it reached his body, by the way, this is the oimik of what we spoke about a few weeks ago. That Avraham Avinu, Vayera Elov. Avraham Avinu said, why is the Eibishter this galut to me, Parshas Vayera? Because I had the Bris Milah. What was the Lashon of Chazal we read a few weeks ago? I want to don the bris mila. Mehechan hoye nivla lai umipsori erze aloikai. Avraham Avinu was mechadish that the Eibishter was nizgali in my body. Avraham Avinu said, if I would have done the mila, where would the Eibishter have been nizgali? It's like a holy where? When? After the mila, you're right. No, where? The Eibishter nizgali in a person's guf. But why? Because the guf of Avraham Avinu was the guf of Matzazos Levovo in Emel Lefanecha. His yediyah was so clear. And it became such a vadai. Listen to this lashon. Vadoi zoi nichnesa l'liboi shal Avraham Avinu. Zok Ali, sure, mida zu niyesa Yerushas Am Yisrael. This is our legacy from Avinu. You want to know what we have from Avraham Avinu? What did he leave us over with? He left us over ubefrat tamidei chachamim sheboi l'dor dor. V'zochu li es oim ani choyma. Mimida zu Am Yisrael. Nivna Am Yisrael omer lomen. Maisenur. He says, that's what we say in Bechol Maminim. Havadai shemoi kein tilosai. The Eibishter is vadai. Ke ein shum vadoz bo'olam uvad mitzius yisborach. Rak Hashem yisborach hu avadai, mikolem yitzoyim. V'rak bi yediyah zu niftachu l'moshe Rabbeinu shari shemayim, v'chein tihilosoi. Kol ha-tihilois, asher v'kocheinu losseis l'boiri yisborach, eina elu vadoyah sichleinu v'libeinu boi yisborach. You hear me, Isaac? Listen to what Tifa Zach, life-changing Zach. Havadai shemoi, kein tihilosoi. You hear me, Isaac? Hamisbasis umistabik bevadai yisborach. If you're rooted in the vadoyis of the Eibishter, niya seichel vadai. V'rishumoy nikar b'leiv, so the impression is nikar in your heart. V'nepach haseichel le'esh hamikadesh es rov zaguf et kochay zaf. Clarity. Vadoyis. Steadiness. Vadai. Shmoy kein tilosoy. And that kriechs around to the goof, then you have oimani chayvon. That's a talmud chacham. That's a talmud chacham. That's a talmud chacham. And the key to that is, I'm sorry to end with this, I apologize. Kol yishyesh b'gimul dvarim halalu mitamidah shel Avraham Avinu. Midos tovos. Sorry to say so hairy, Avraham Avinu was hairy. He do. He's a man of town and he's a vulture. You know that. But that's his legacy. By the way, Ofis Michal Dicho told us, Agav, state in the Mishnah in Ofis, that's what Avraham Avinu taught. Yeah, so who learns the Perek Ofis? That's it's the Shitasai. Okay? But Abba state, what did Avraham Avinu teach? He taught me this Tavis. You know why? Because he understood that was the pathway of Nemal Lefanecha. He understood that's the pathway of Oyma Nichayma. Chazal gave away the secret. How did Avraham Avinu get to Oyma Nichayma? How did he get to Meroish Tzur Merenu? How did he get to create? Everybody in their life wants to create their own private Tiras Kosa. You want to build a family? You want to build Dairis? You want to build your own Ruch Niyazdik opinion? How do you do that? Oyma Nichayma, how do you do that? Meet the service. Yeah. A little forgetting here, a guy, Ayin Teva. I don't. The guy's in Yadira. He has something that you don't have in Ruchli Zagash. You can forget him. I know that. Come on, I have to hear such a thing. I know that. I apologize. I'm saying such a thing. It's causing tzar to Yidin. Forget the other guy. COVID, lower. Time. Other bullets. Then a person creates stability. Then he's accessing the Yerusha of Avraham Avinu, which is in the heart of every Yid. To make a technical announcement, next week's Tzom Gedalia, I presume the other won't come. This is over. Very late. Sure. What did I say? Not some good value. I said some good value. I'm already holding hell waiting. Yeah. Must be a lot of avarice. But so next week won't be. The week after, I have a tier of that Thursday night. So we will gather again for those who are still the last of the 9 days, the Thursday of the 9 days, Erev Shabbos Chazoyim, Erev Parshas Dvarim, 2 weeks from today. For those who are interested, there will be a Vada on Shaduchim. Next Motzei Shabbos, after Shabbos Betamus, that means Parshas Pinchas, at 11 o'clock, somewhere in this building, B'shal Tov U'Moslachas.
Sheriff.